Right now, Dr. Janice Jackson joins us again, the former CEO of CPS. She's currently the senior fellow at the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching. And last we visited with her, it was just a few days ago, and we asked her what advice would she have for the new CPS CEO. And she artfully dodged all of my hard questions. I was hoping for some real thunder there, your chance to really make some news. But no, you didn't throw me a bone, did you, Dr. Jackson?
No, I was waiting for this news. I didn't want to, you know, hit you too hard out the gate. So thank you for having me on today.
So, yeah, so tell me what you do now. Now that you've left CPS as the CEO, what is your day-to-day job?
Yep. So my new job is the CEO of a new nonprofit called Hope Chicago. And the goal of Hope Chicago is to raise $1 billion over the next 10 years to provide scholarships and wraparound supports for CPS students, but also their parents, which is a very new model. It's called a two-generation model. And we're super excited to be introducing this to Chicago.
Whose idea is this? Is this Carnegie or is this you or who came up with this?
Yeah, so Carnegie is a fellowship, and obviously, you know, a big part of my work there is on increasing attainment and graduation for Black and brown students across the country. But Hope Chicago is a place-based initiative. It's a public and private partnership, which I'm super excited about, because during my time at CPS, we enjoyed a lot of support from the philanthropic community, but the corporate community, it was inconsistent at times. What I've heard in the last couple of years is that people want to do more. They want to solve some of the problems that they see in the city, and I think there's no better way to do that than to give people, you know, a high-quality education, upgrade their skills so we can lift up whole communities while lifting up families.
What percentage of Chicago Public School students graduate high school?
When I first started as a teacher over 20-something years ago, it was around 50%. When I left the CEO, it was at 83%. But the thing that I want people to understand is that this could not be more timely, because we've made a lot of progress, but we lost some ground during the pandemic. And so I'm worried about the number of kids that graduated last year, how many of them are going to college. A lot of people are putting their lives on hold because they need to get their footing after this pandemic. And we know that finances are a huge barrier. And so Hope Chicago, we're not messing around. We're going to start distributing funds this winter during the college application season and scholarship season. And we're going to start with a subset of CPS high schools, which I'll be announcing in a couple of months.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that and where the money is coming from and how much do you currently have. But I also want to mention this. It's a statement from your own survey, the Hope Chicago survey. 63% of Chicago public school students enroll in college. Honestly, yep. I'm surprised it's that high. Only 27%, only 27% earn a degree.
Yeah.
So really, CPS is cranking out thousands and thousands of kids, only 27% of whom go on to get a college degree.
Yep. And so, John, this builds on what I would say is the CPS story, which is, as it should be, a multi-year or right now decade story. If we dramatically change graduation rates and college going rates from where it was when I was a student in CPS in 2 years, people would be scratching their heads trying to figure out what's going on. But over the past two decades, we have slowly but steadily increased the number of kids who graduate. They buy into what we're selling. 90% of CPS students are surveyed each year, and they say they want to go to college. But yet only around 65% actually do it. What happens between that time? And then those who go to college end up coming back. And what we know is the number one reason is finance. And so we have to remove those barriers so that our students can really buy into the American dream and have an opportunity to disrupt cycles of poverty. Look, I came from an impoverished background, and the only reason I'm sitting in a different position today is because of education. We want to give our kids and families that opportunity.
Janice Jackson's on the line. $1 billion in college scholarships and support funding over the next decade's the goal. You say it's coming largely from the private sector. Who's giving you money? How much do you have?
Yeah, let me talk about that. Well, first, we have two amazing seed funders that got us off the starting block. Both of our co-founders, one is Pete Cadence, and the other is Ted Koenig of Monroe Partners, Capital Partners. And right now they both came in with eight-figure gifts, so we're at $20 million. And what that allows us to do is, first of all, Pete has paid for the operating costs for the organization for the next 3 years, so I don't have to worry about that. And Ted's initial investment gives us a jump start to start offering scholarships. My goal is to raise $50 million by December, which we're well on our way to doing, and start working with a subset of schools right away. We've already talked to a lot of people. We've gotten an overwhelmingly positive response. And right now, our total raise is north of $25 million and growing. And that's only with me on the job for a couple of months. And so I know that this is going to be huge. And one of the things that I want people to know, because that number is eye-popping, and it should be, because it's commensurate with the magnitude of the problem. Right now, for us to make sure every CPS student graduates debt-free over the next 10 years, we've modeled this out. It would cost almost $1 billion to the penny. It's about $940 million. If we're really serious about doing this, not only are we asking the corporate community to support in the philanthropic community, but we're also going to be calling on our federal and state legislators to provide more money for college. The fact is, college is way more expensive today than it was when you or I went to school, and students, low-income students, get far less.
Janice, do you think if you were successful in this, the carjackings would go down?
I think if I'm successful in this, a lot of things will happen. First of all, our communities will be stronger. I live right here on the South Side. I think that people would have more opportunities. I think we would see a reduction in violence. The data on education disrupting all of these negative outcomes is clear. And right now, this is the comprehensive plan that I want people to buy into. We're not going to solve this by one program or, you know, a small subset. This has to be big and bold, and it has to be everybody in Chicago coming to the table to really disrupt things, to make sure we have a stronger city. That's what I believe.
Hope Chicago is this organization that Dr. Janice Jackson is involved in now. $1 billion is ambitious over 10 years. You said you'll announce soon the schools that you'll be partnering with. And then will it be outright grants? Are you going to, if a kid gets into UIC, are you going to pay for their tuition, room and board?
Yep, it's going to be outright. So our partner schools, we're starting with our Illinois public state schools, as well as a handful of HBCUs, because we didn't want to discourage students from going to historically black colleges. And so after their financial aid comes in, minus the loans, we will fill in that last dollar, because, again, the goal is to graduate debt-free. And we're also going to partner with wraparound service organizations that are already in Chicago and grow them so that we can do this work at scale.
What do you want our listeners to do, Dr. Jackson?
I want them to visit our website, hopechicago.org, to learn more about it. I want them to take seriously this charge to get in the game, that this is a city play. And I want people to donate. And if you're not in a position to donate, share it with other people who can. The good news about this is that we're asking everybody to come together. So there's no amount too small. And of course, there's no amount too big that we wouldn't accept in order to get this off the ground. But let's show our kids that we believe in them. And we can do that by joining the Hope Chicago movement.
Good luck, Dr. Janice. Stay in touch. And boy, if there's anything else we can do, that's ambitious, but sounds right headed to me. So keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thanks, John.
Dr. Janice Jackson, now with the Carnegie Foundation.